This weekend only, March 6th, 7th, and 8th, Baltimore Theater Project is hosting the launch of a tour of a new performance piece, Please, an eclectic exploration of surveillance, power, and self-expression using projections, pop music, peas, and puppetry. Please is by and features Felicia Cooper, who joins me by phone today. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to be talking to you about this. And I have to ask, why and how puppets for this story?
That's such a great question. Yeah, the story is based in an older expressionist script that will be known to theater nerds around the world, Georg Büchner's 1838 Wojciech. And the thesis of the play, to my mind, is about power and the conscription of power. And puppets are kind of a natural metaphor for, I think, the crux of the story. The other part of why puppets is that I work with puppets as my primary medium. I work in puppetry all over as much as I can. And I really believe that puppets have this way of telling stories that allows us to understand things in new ways and use our imagination together.
Does that in any way correspond to the aspect of voyeurism and surveillance of control and the desire for individuality that seems to thread through the piece thematically? Are the puppets kind of a proxy or an outlet for that to you?
Definitely. Yeah. In it, I try to use puppets as a way of talking about surveillance and control and talking about the versions of ourselves that we put on for other people and the ones that are more true to us. And then further to that, when a puppeteer is on stage holding a puppet, they're asking the audience to believe with them in the moment that the puppet is alive and holds agency and is something that it isn't, right? Which is paper and glue and cardboard and felt. And in doing so, I think it asks the audience to think in new ways about that surveillance and about what we see and what is being watched.
And sometimes true to the expressionist roots of this, as you mentioned with Wojciech, but also sort of the legacy of people like Brecht and others who have come since, do you find that in showing the puppet strings, however literally or figuratively, we become more aware of that simultaneity, that it's real and not real?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, what an honor to be mentioned, you know, to have a question of Brecht in this whole conversation. And I hope that that echoes in my work, is these, you know, giants of expressionist and absurdist theater who come before me and help guide the light of the ways that we tell stories in new and interesting ways.
And it also seems to me you've absorbed both Büchner and Brecht in surrounding that truly profound examination of a truth, politics, personal of the moment, with the sense of play, of pop culture, of a kind of radical subversive joy.
I hope so. That's very kind of you to say. I glean a lot of joy from performance, but also from tinkering and making puppets and designing things and problem solving through that process. And yeah, I think sharing in the delight and wonder that comes with all theater, but in particular puppetry, is a way of, like I said, just imagining other worlds together. And it just telling stories in ways that help us feel seen and help us understand feelings that other people might have that we might not know that other people have until we witness some art that helps talk about it. I think joy is really important right now. And I always tell people, like, oh, go see a puppet show. You'll feel better. It is fun. It does use new pop music. It does kind of harken to a mid-2000s era of play and, I would say, like, partying and enjoying kind of what it was to just at the beginning of when social media was really kind of becoming in the zeitgeist. And I hope it lives up to all that. I hope that people can see the show and take the time to examine their own relationships to seeing and being seen, and to power, as well as to just have a good time at the theater and to enjoy what it is to witness some art.
This eclectic mix of art and the joyful jungle gym of empathy that Felicia Cooper has put together in Please is on view March 6th through 8th at Theater Project in Baltimore. More information and tickets are online at theaterproject.org. Thank you so much, Felicia, for talking to me today, and good luck with your tour.
Thank you so much, Gavin.